Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 1st of December, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on December 1 as strengths in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 12 points. In the previous trading session, the BSE Sensex rose 87 points to close at 66,988 levels, while the Nifty 50 was up 37 points to close at 20,133 levels on the day of monthly F&O expiry. The trading volume on the expiry day was significantly higher, with the highest ever single-day buying by FIIs since March 2nd this year, which is a positive sign. In November, foreign investors bought more than 9,000 crore rupees worth of equities, reversing their two consecutive exit runs in the previous 2 months, as a decline in energy prices and stable US yields burnished the allure of risk assets in emerging markets. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 20,157 levels, with a support placed at 20,048 levels. Some of the stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Kesoram Industries, after the company announced that the cement business will be merged with Ultratech Cement to unlock its value and deleverage its balance sheet. Under the demerger agreement, Ultratech will issue one equity share for every 52 equity shares of Kesoram. Secondly, we come to Hindustan Aeronautics. The defense company received nod from Defense Acquisition Council for the procurement of light combat helicopters for Indian Air Force and Indian Army and light combat aircraft MQ-1A for the Indian Air Force. LTI Mindtree, the company partnered with Metaspear to deliver smart sewer solution. Larsen & Toubro, the company incorporated a new wholly owned subsidiary, L&T Semiconductor Technologies. That apart, Dalal Street will also see a new listing today. After Tata Tech and Gandhar Oil debuted bosses on a strong note, Fairflare Writing Industries will list on exchanges. According to Unlisted Markets, shares of Flare Writing enjoyed a premium of 30% in grey markets, which implies a listing pop for investors. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. In the US markets, the Dow Jones rallied overnight to hit a new high for the year. Dow Jones gained 1.4%, surpassing its previous high for the year in August. The S&P 500 index, on the other hand, added 0.4%, and tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index surged about 0.2% higher. The Dow closed out November with 8.9% gain, breaking its 3-month losing streak. The S&P 500 index rose 9% in November, while the Nasdaq Composite Index advanced 10.7%. Both these averages had their best monthly performance since July 2022. Asia-Pacific markets, however, were majorly lower this morning. Australia's S&P 200 index was down by 0.5%, whereas South Korea's Kospi slid about 1%. Coming to commodities market, oil prices were muted after OPEC Plus and its allies agreed to output cuts approaching 2 million barrels per day for early next year, which includes Saudi Arabia's voluntary supply cut reduction. Prices of Brent crude hovered around $82 per barrel, whereas WTI crude traded around $75 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Amar Ambani of Yes Securities on why he thinks that the power sector might see big gains ahead of elections and what is the long-term story for power stocks. Listen in.
Power will do well. See, the demand of power has gone up. Mm. And now with elections also around the corner, the government also will want that power availability should be there. There should not be power cuts. So even the state electricity boards will, you know, buy in more and more and push people to push the generating companies to, you know, make sure that power is available.
Right.
So you look at, so I mean, there's increased capex towards the energy products,
right.
And there is a higher focus on electrification as well.
Right.
Then if you look at renewables also, there is a, the economics have improved in renewables.
Okay.
And many of these power companies also, so if you look at from a multiple point of view also, in future they could command higher multiples, because renewables is something which is looked at as new age, green, and will, and with better ESG, so is bound to command better valuation multiples as well. So if many of these power companies have kind of together strategic plans to become net zero in terms of their emissions, then you know all of this means that on the multiple front, they will enjoy better times. And government policies also been favorable. You take PLI that's come for solar manufacturing, the infra status that has come for energy storage, or even the issuances of green bonds. Of course, it's still early days for them, but at least it's happening. And sometime back, there was also this 60-70,000 crores that the government had said that it'll release to all the compliant states for, for the DISCOMs, basically the SEBs. So that also kind of, you know, helps improve the health of these SEBs. And with the election coming, the power will be high and SEBs will push and buy more and more power. So power sector will do well, both on the earnings front also and maybe command better multiples also in the future than what they did in the last cycle.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day and we will catch you in the next trading session.